Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At the very conclusion of our gospel lesson, Jesus says this very directly. Keep awake. Now, I know there's an old joke that it's really hard to keep awake during the pastor's sermons, and there is a grain of truth to that. Nevertheless, I hope you do. And it's not what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about being alert, being awake, being observant of the presence of God who is coming to our world and into our lives, to keep awake. Advent, the season that we have just begun, is a season that has several different directions that it takes us. One is the very obvious one. We're in a countdown toward the celebration of the first coming of our Lord Jesus on Christmas Day. We even have an Advent wreath where we count down the Sundays until the celebration of his coming. And if you want, there's Advent calendars where each day you can prepare yourself for the celebration of his birth, Jesus' first coming, a theme in Advent. But there's also a second theme of Jesus coming, the theme of Jesus returning at the end of days, the day of the Lord. Sometimes we've called it Judgment Day. John Dominic Cresson calls it the great cosmic cleanup, when Jesus will return and straighten out this world, bring healing to this world, and to give us the fruit of his resurrection promise that we too would have eternal life. So we've got Jesus' first coming and his second coming intermingled in our lessons throughout this season. My colleagues have expressed some discombobulation at the fact that Matthew's lectionary ends with a lot of lessons about the second coming. And of course, in Mark, we've switched gospels, Mark picks up on a similar theme in our gospel reading, talking about what appears to be the end of time, the day of the Lord, or as Paul called it, the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is this tension in our lives and in our world. You know, we know that nothing is really right, that there's something fundamentally wrong with the way our world is working. There is sinfulness, and there is struggle, and there is violence, and there is pain. And the people of God, we struggle in that world, and yet we long for it to be made right. That's nothing new. In our first lesson from Isaiah, we hear a similar longing, the longing of someone waiting for God to come and set things right, for God to show up and fix things. In Isaiah, the prophet cries, oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. That's the prayer of someone who's at the end of their rope, someone who is no longer speaking politely in their prayers. Open up the heavens and come down, God. I need you, we need you, and we need you now. That's the kind of prayer that we have in this Advent as we pray for God to come among us and be wakeful for his coming. Maybe you can relate to that experience of Isaiah. In his day, the temple had been destroyed. The country of Israel had been wiped out by the Babylonians. The presence of God was no longer obvious anymore. The signs of his presence had been wiped out, and they felt abandoned by God. Maybe you've had a similar experience. I know I have. Times when you feel that your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling and going nowhere. Times when maybe you've stood or sat at the bedside of a loved one who's in pain, and you want God to help, you want God to heal, and your prayers don't seem to be answered. That agonizing waiting for God to do something. We hear that in our first lesson. In our second lesson, Paul writes to the struggling church in Corinth to reassure them that God is faithful. Jesus will come. God will send his Son a second time to restore this earth, to bring us all home to himself. But here we are 2,000 years later, and we're still waiting. We're still waiting for that cosmic cleanup, for that judgment day when everything will be put right. We're still waiting for that day when the promise of eternal life will be ours too. We're still waiting. And as we wait, we're reminded to be watchful. And that's what Jesus is getting at in our gospel lesson, to be watchful. This is chapter 13 of Mark's gospel. Quick, the setting. This is in the middle of Holy Week that Jesus tells this. And so there's hints of a number of themes going on here. Chapter 13, our gospel lesson's the second part, where it starts where Jesus quotes the prophet Joel, talking about the day of the Lord, the day at the end of days when God will set all things right. And we don't know when that day is going to be, but for certain he is coming. He will be faithful. The first part of that little apocalypse, as it's called, is also talking about something a little different, about the struggles and suffering that the early church was going to face, you know, that they were going to be persecuted and brought before tribunals and face all kinds of difficulty and suffering for the name of Jesus. And there's even in there a little bit of hint, you know, of the struggle that's coming for Jesus himself. You know, the master may come, you know, at cockcrow, at dawn, in the early morning. Jesus is just about to be arrested, and Peter is about to deny him at cockcrow, and he's to be sentenced to death in the morning. So there's all sorts of things all wrapped here together. But the point that Jesus says is, be awake, stay awake. The Lord is coming. The Lord is faithful. Keep watching. Don't miss it. Be alert. Be alert for the signs of his coming. Now, it's easy for us to see the signs of the coming of Christmas Day and the celebration of his birth. Jesus has already come, and we can, you know, we can't miss it. You know, we're hearing Christmas carols, you know, in the mall long before Thanksgiving, you know, even before the Halloween stuff is put away. Christmas is already upon us. That's not so hard. It's a little harder to think of that end of days, perhaps even our own personal end of days. We wait for Jesus to come again. But maybe we should be alert to another coming. Do you know Jesus is still coming every day into our world, into our lives? Jesus is already present in our world. Be watchful. Stay awake for signs that he's here among you. He is, you know. Last week, Pastor Amy pointed out from Matthew 25 how Jesus, the faith's face of Jesus, can be found in those who are in need, those who are hungry and thirsty and oppressed and alone. There you may see, if you're awake, you may see the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus may be sitting right next to you, or on the street corner, or that cashier that gives you your change at the store, or that person that you really don't like to be around. The face of Jesus could be in them too. And Jesus may be there even if you don't see him, even if you're not awake to his presence. He's there supporting you, giving you strength, giving you healing, even if you don't recognize it. So Jesus' word to us is to be awake. Stay awake. Watch for the signs, because he is coming. He has come, he will come, and he is coming day by day, every day, into our world and into our lives. Stay awake, and you may see him coming. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.